This is KUT. Amazon made a big splash when it announced it was looking for a home for its second headquarters, and subsequently placed Austin on its shortlist with 19 other cities. But beyond those big public proclamations, not much is known about what the company will do next. KUT's Jimmy Moss reports what might happen if, and only if, Amazon narrows its choice down to one.
Concerns mounted over the lack of transparency through much of Amazon's bidding process. One could chalk that up to the company's imposed rules. One could also chalk that up to the way things are usually done. Corporate relocations are typically not done by public auction. However, once the company has picked a site, say Austin, for example, that's when the curtain will get pulled back. But before we wildly speculate, let's look at what might happen if Austin is selected. Charisse Bodish is with the Austin Chamber of Commerce. With traditional corporate recruiting, her agency helps facilitate moves to Austin, like the recent decision by Merck to bring an IT hub here. Amazon would be no different.
We kind of serve as that central point of contact. It helps streamline it for the companies and their consultants where they're not getting bombarded by maybe 20 different people reaching out to them. They can work through one single point and still have that relationship with those communities.
The chamber also serves as a central contact for the regional governments.
We do work with the 5-county region. It's not just about one city, it's about 15 or so cities. So we go out, we recruit companies that fit best with our ecosystem here in the region.
She's speaking broadly because she is not talking specifically about the Amazon bid. Those 5 counties the Austin Chamber serves are Travis, Williamson, Hayes, Caldwell, and Bastrop counties. So if the Austin area were to win the Amazon site, it may not necessarily be in the city of Austin.
That's where that conversation on incentive starts going. That's with that community or that county or that school district. And while we may facilitate the introductions and we may be with the company giving them guidance and, hey, this is what's going to happen, this is the next step you can anticipate, it's really up to that community to then get that project over the finish line.
Every jurisdiction has its own process. In Austin, that is when the process becomes public. The city council would then discuss the company proposal and any economic incentives. A local agreement must be in place before state incentives from the Texas Enterprise Fund come into play.
Keep in mind that, you know, the vast majority of companies that come here, they don't go through an incentive process.
She says only about 3% of companies that have moved to Austin have received incentives since 2004. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.